Hello and welcome to It Takes a Village, a Gaggle podcast. I'm Jody Lott, and today I'm joined by Marisa Gerinella Porco, president and co-founder of the Jordan Porco Foundation. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes. So Marisa, you started the Jordan Porco Foundation in 2011 after the loss of your son to suicide. Can you tell us a little bit about Jordan and his story?
Yes. Jordan was a college freshman and he was attending, he was in the second semester of college. And, you know, Jordan was the last person you would think that would die by suicide, right? And, we had talked to him about some of the transition issues that he was experiencing while in college, trying to figure out his major, actually kind of thinking everybody else had it figured out and wondering whether or not he had to, you know, go to a different school and, you know, just kind of struggling a little bit with that. But we didn't present him with any pressures. We said, you know what, you can take a gap year if you want to. And we certainly support that until you can figure it out. Not that everybody has to have everything figured out at 18, right? It's a big, and I think it was just a culmination of factors. And we got that phone call on February 16th that he had died by suicide. And one of the things that, as you can imagine, the whole community was devastated. Our family was, you know, absolutely dumbfounded how this could have happened. But what we decided to do as a result was to put together some type of programming that could get the word out to a young man like my son, who probably wouldn't have attended a suicide prevention or mental health event. So we, with a lot of help from a lot of, board members and friends and just creative people, came up with our concept, which is our signature program, which is Fresh Check Day, which is a college program now being hosted in over 42 states and 270 colleges. And it's really a suicide prevention, mental health promotion, interactive fair with incentives for participation, giveaways, music, food, therapy dogs, all the kinds of things that college kids are drawn to, including the peer-to-peer messaging from the student groups on campus that really talk about the different components of looking at, you know, just trying to prevent suicide, right? You know, in terms of connection, in terms of resources, sometimes there's depression screening or substance abuse screening. So it's really that this program kind of took off because it was a type of program we thought my son would have attended.
Yeah, sure. No, that's fantastic. You know, you hit the nail right on the head there, right? With college students, especially young men, you know, it can be hard to gauge their interest or to kind of get their attention when it comes to mental health. And so, creating a wellness fair, like you've sort of described here, and kind of making it fun and making it okay to seek out that help and to talk about these things is really amazing. In the last school year, I want to talk a little bit about the K-12 programs too, because, you know, over the last school year, Gaggle revealed more than 140,000 student safety incidents involving suicide and self-harm, which was 87% increase compared to the 2019 and 2020 school year. And 4 out of every 10 incidents discovered during the last year were flagged for suicide and self-harm. And, you know, we know that transitions can be a really hard time for students. And then, you know, of course, add the pandemic where children have been isolated for the last 2 years. And, you know, those sophomores, both in high school and in college, left either their senior year or eighth grade and missed out on those closure events, right? And those milestone events and the social aspects of sort of becoming either a high schooler or a college. So can you talk a little bit more about some of your K-12 programs and how you're really trying to help bridge those transitions?
Yes, thank you. We have back in 2015, we started developing our Forwards Next program, which is a psychological resiliency program. And we designed it to be easily administered with anybody working with middle school or high school students, high school age students, right? Regardless of the setting. So it's not necessarily limited to the classroom. And what we wanted to do is really talk, have a platform to talk about mental health, kind of using that as the umbrella to open up the conversations about coping skills and when is it time to kind of reach in and when is it time to reach out for help? And when do you kind of test out those things? And if they don't work, what can you practice, or you can think about scenarios when you'd have to maybe change your natural style, or what's the situation that where you need to use those coping skills? And this program is really adaptable to any program or anybody working with kids. So you don't have to have a clinical degree to kind of open up these conversations. So what we made it to be 5 modules, 30 minutes each. And, you know, we highly recommend it as kind of an adjunct to anybody's like homeroom or advisory period or after school program, or even in the school counseling center. In a group setting, just to really open up the conversation in a way that's not very threatening or intrusive. You know, it just kind of gets people thinking about their mental health.
I love that. You know, you don't have a clinical degree. And when you're talking about these little, you know, these little kids and teens, really, like you said, it comes down to as simple as when do you reach in and when do you reach out, and just breaking it down into these simple sort of conversations like you talked about really does help to lift these things to the surface. So kudos. Actually, my school district is going to be experiencing this here in May, and I can't wait. I'm volunteering to be part of it because I just need to see it firsthand. It's really exciting.
I'm happy. I'm really happy that your district is using the program. So it's great.
Yeah. And you're nationwide now, right?
Yes, we're all over the country, and we provide all the technical support for our programming here. And we also have, not only do we have the For What's Next program, but we have the Check-In program, which is really a program that's built out of our college program based on the demand of our high schools and our communities agencies. And that check-in is also, you know, works really well with the For What's Next program. It's a prepackaged mental health fair that can be run in a high school or in a middle school or even in the community to really kind of showcase the resources that are available, have really good conversations and comfortable conversations about mental health and maintaining mental wellness, and really honing in the message that we all have mental health and we need to take care of it like our physical health.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that, right? You know, just schools, universities, and then even community and corporations using these programs really lifts that conversation. So, you know, you are a career social worker, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so what are you seeing? You know, how what are some ways that maybe parents and educators can be doing more to help? How can we be helping?
Well, I think we need to start having, you know, making the mental health conversation and normalizing it in our homes, model of behavior as parents, bringing up opportunities, you know, when things come up in the news or things come up at school or in the community, use those opportunities to either educate yourself or educate your children. You know, just set the example so that we can reduce the stigma of discrimination associated with seeking help. You know, and what I tell everyone is that primary preventions are more important than ever right now, because we do have such a mental health crisis in the country, and our systems are extremely taxed. You know, there's not as many resources. And when we obviously, even here in Connecticut, we're a resource rich state, and we still have our waiting lists, and our hospitals are really, really full. So, you know, for all the people working with youth and young adults, you know, in your school systems, now is the time you can never talk about it too much right now, because you don't want to wait for that crisis to happen and then try to figure out.
Yeah, sure.
To address the problems. It's just better to try to head it out as much as possible.
Yeah. Thank you for that. I think you're, you know, that is spot on. So thank you. And talking more about the community, you have a really fun community event coming up in March. Can you tell me a little bit more about Evening at the Bushnell?
Yeah, we're partnering with the Bushnell in Hartford, which is a big theater, big venue. And this year, Dear Evan Hansen, which is a Tony Award winning show, is coming to Hartford. We've been playing this, unfortunately, for a couple of years because of, we had to cancel because of the pandemic. But it's a great opportunity to see a show, have a light dinner in advance of the show, and a meet and greet with this cast after the show. And also to support a nonprofit, a national nonprofit, which is Jordan Porco Foundation, which, you know, relies on donations. So if you're interested, you can go to the Jordan Porco Foundation .org website, and in the tab that says attend a fundraiser, you get all the information about the show and how to get tickets.
That is so cool. I'll make sure that when we post this on our website and our social media, that we include the information on how to contact both you at the Jordan Porco Foundation and have access to those tickets for the evening at the Bushnell, because that's such a cool event. And we all need sort of a little bit of a break from the daily grind right now. So that's a great way to kind of get out and enjoy a night with some friends and for a really great cause. Cool. Absolutely. Very cool. Well, Marisa, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to share your story and for all the work that you and the folks at the Jordan Porco Foundation are doing to help promote mental wellness and suicide prevention in our youth today. This has been just an invaluable conversation. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. It's always great to partner with Gaggle and all the great work that you're doing to prevent crises from happening and help teachers and administrators, school administrators, protect their kids a little bit more.
Yes. For those listening today, thank you for spending part of your day with us. Thanks again, and be well, everyone.